If you enjoyed these podcasts, check out Byron Reese's newest book. It's about artificial intelligence and covers all the topics addressed on Voices in AI. It's called The Fourth Age: Smart Robots, Conscious Computers, and the Future of Humanity. And it's available now wherever fine books are sold.
This is Voices in AI, brought to you by GigaOM, and I'm Byron Reese. Today, my guest is Eric Topol. He is the author of the book Deep Medicine, and he talks about how the power of artificial intelligence can make medicine better for all humans by freeing physicians from the tasks that interfere with human connection. He holds a degree with highest distinction in the study of biomedicine from the University of Virginia, and he holds an MD with an honor field of the study of medicine from University of Rochester. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thanks very much, Byron.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how did you, obviously with the medicine background, first get into AI and see its potential for transforming the medical industry?
Well, it's been about a dozen years ago when I started this Scripps Research Translational Institute, which was predicated on understanding human beings at a deep level. And that was also involving, of course, digital wearable sensors. And so very quickly, we saw that there was no shortage of data being generated for each person, whether it's through different sensors or a genome or electronic health records or images. And it became clear that we needed a rescue for dealing with all this data. And clearly, AI is emerging to fulfill that very objective.
And so what do you mean you set out to kind of understand humans? Like, is that psychology and sociology and physiology? And is it all of that? Or because that's a pretty tall order. And it gets to work in history and anthropology and like what?
Not quite as diverse as your mapping, but rather the medical essence of a person. That would be the biologic layers like DNA, proteins, the microbiome, the physiologic through sensors layer, the anatomy through scans, and then the environment you can quantify now through sensors as well as the traditional medical information. So we're not talking about anthropology or psychology as much as we're talking about what makes a person tick. Back if you go to 2000, 2003, when the genome was announced, you know, the first human genome draft, the thought was, oh, well, the DNA is going to have all the operating instructions. And I've never thought that to be the case, that in fact, we need much more information about a person. This whole concept of individualized medicine, being able to match up that the knowledge of a person with prevention or better management of conditions or everything we do for screening and medications and making diagnoses, everything we do in medicine by having a deeper understanding of each person.
And where are we on that journey? I mean, if you go back to Hippocrates to now, because I'm always struck by how much we don't know. You can start with the brain and how a thought is encoded and what gives rise to the mind.